For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Psalm 90 verse 12. Let's say it before we have a quick service. Psalm 90 and verse 12. David, where are you going? Okay. Psalm 90 verse 12. All right, turn your Bibles to Psalm 90 verse 12. Operators are They are behind. Psalm 90 and verse 12. Is that a verse? Okay. So let us all say Psalm 90 verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 12, King James. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Psalm 90 verse 12. Let's say it one more time. Psalm 90 verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Psalm 90 verse 12. Amen. So here God is reminding us that we need to number our days. You see, when you are youthful, like you are, I'm also youthful, you know. We are all youth. Esther, oh, yes. I told you that there are two kinds of youth, isn't it? There's a youth by age and also youth by heart. Eugene, you are in the you can claim both sides. No, you are greater love. You used to be first love, you are greater love now. Greater love is in between the other side and the first love. Yes. Amen. But nevertheless, what God is saying here is that you should number our days. And I'm saying that when you are like who you are now, it's very difficult to think. You know, David, you feel like you have 200 years, but they come quickly. Do you get it? They come very, very quickly. I tell you, sometimes when I look at myself, I say, wow, I can't believe I'm going to be 55. Yeah, this month I turn 55. Yeah, we are classmates, age mates. Yeah. And my sons laugh at me and say, old man. I say, wow. My son is calling me an old man. But I didn't think it would be so quick. But there I am. And I remember when my dad was around that age, I used to laugh at him too. And now my sons are laughing at me. So someone will be laughing at you sooner or later. So count your days. Turn to your neighbor and say, count your days. Amen. All right, let us pray. Close your eyes. Pray for yourself this afternoon in this few moments that we have with God. Just pray that God will speak to you. Ask him to touch your heart through the word. Let me hear some prayer in the room. Say, Lord, speak to me. This afternoon, minister to me. This afternoon, teach me. Pray that you will not be offended by the word. Yes, pray. Pray for your heart and say, Lord, let me not be offended by the word. Let my heart be open. Let my heart be receptive. Let everything that you have to say to me this afternoon, say it with ease. And all freedom, I'm all yours. Come on, tell God that I'm all yours and I want to hear your word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Father, we thank you so much for this afternoon. We ask that you bless us through your word. Teach us through your word. Impart us through your word. Give us something new this afternoon. Remind us of the things that we need to do. We bless you, we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, please be seated. So this afternoon, for the second service, I would like to continue. Thank you, Esther. I would like to continue our series on Fathers, okay? On fathers. All right, we started off and we've been talking about this since Father's Day. How many of you are loving your fathers, your biological fathers, or your biological mothers? Amen. But it's very important to love our fathers. Amen. Let's go to a key verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 15. You see, one of the reasons why it's important to, especially as young as we are, I want to say we because we are all young, as young as we are, one of the reasons why it's very important to get this principle is that your life, the prosperity of your life, the blessedness of your life depends a lot on this promise of honoring, obeying parents and honoring fathers. Hold this verse. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. The book of Ephesians. Chapter 6 and verse 1 and 2. All right. Romeo, if you don't go faster, we will get the water gun. And I'm very good at it. I'm going to be shooting you from here. All right. First, did I say Ephesians? I didn't say 1 Corinthians. Romeo. We'll spare him today. All right, so Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So you see, it's like we've said this 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Is this the fourth week? How many weeks after Father's Day? We're still preaching the same thing. All right? And I'm saying that one of the reasons why we keep saying it is that it's very important that you get this principle because you are young. Do you see? For your life to be blessed, David, you need to get this. See, this is how God has set it. Yes, for you to get certain blessings that you do what he wants you to do. And what he wants you to do is, he says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's simply right. Verse 2. Verse 2. Anna, thy father and mother. Then it says, which is the first commandment with promise? Which is the first commandment with promise? Honor thy father and mother. Which is the first? Is it not amazing that this is the first commandment with a promise? Yeah. First. When God thought about commandments with promises, this is the first one he thought of. That you honor your father and your mother. And then verse 3. Now, the result of honoring your father and your mother is that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Amen. So, for it to be well with you, think of everything that should be well with you. Your future marriage, your education, your profession, landing a good job. Do you know that these days people can finish school and they don't have a job? Have you heard that? There are people, graduates from colleges who don't have jobs. Plenty of them still living under their parents' roofs. It's good to live with your parents, but you must have a job. I lived with my mom and dad for years. In fact, I lived with them and worked as a physician until I left Ghana. If I drove to the airport from the house. But I was working. Yeah, my father was still looking after me. Yeah, and all the money I was making, I was saving it for a trip here. Smart, isn't it? So what I'm saying is that for it to be well with you, if you want it to be well with you, this is what to do. Yeah. I was just talking to Brother Azuma, Brother Frank, and I was telling him that, because we've been praying, we prayed about something, we've been believing God. And I was telling him that, this is how God answers, because it's as though God has answered a prayer. But Azuma, is it not so? Yeah, but we are wondering whether this is the answer. The result we want is there. Do you see? So a lot of times we look for other ways or other means, or we feel like this is how God should make the thing work. But God is, if you want it to be well with you in this life, Stephanie, you have to honor your father and mother. You have to obey your parents so that it will be well with you. Yeah. This is the exceeding great and precious promise by which we become partakers of the divine nature that is well with you. This is it. It's not the laying on of hands or pouring out of oil. Those may add to it, but this is it. You can't have oil poured on you, hands laid on you, and all that without obeying this. Yeah? That it may be well with thee. I think every smart, youthful person should get hold of this. But as I'm saying, I'm sure there are some people here who don't even still believe it. And why do I say that you don't believe it? Because despite all that has been said, you still argue with dad and mom. Yeah, you still argue. You know, sometimes after the first service, I try to hide. And I found several hiding places in the building. Sometimes I'm not even here. Yeah, because sometimes I just want to be by myself and maybe pray a little bit and read a little bit before I come for second service. Sometimes I feel I talk so much between the first and second. By the time I'm called to come and preach. So I'm called in the midst of even counseling or talking to people, and then it's time to preach again. I feel sometimes it's not right. So I hide. But today I tried to hide, but people found me. So it means I have to change my hiding spot again. Yeah, I don't know why I'm even saying that. I don't know why I even brought it. Sometimes when I'm saying. Yes. So what I'm saying is this, that the way we behave shows that we don't believe it. Do you see? But it's simple. Just honor Poppy and Mommy, and it will be well with you. And number two, you will live long. How many of you have seen young people die? Yeah. Yeah, not too long ago. I tell you, that day I was just saying, God, just let some anointing come over me. Let me just lay hands on this dead boy. Let him be raised. Young boy, 20-something. He grew up in fact, they were our first batch of youth we had in this church. 24 years old. Charmaine, he was in part of your group. Yeah, Charmaine and, you know, and that group, they were the first, you know, young people. They formed our first saved ministry. Yeah. He just died. Died. I mean, I did not find out in details why, but I don't think it was a justifiable death. Do you see? So, look, for you to live long, you need to do this. David, is this too hard? Just honor. So we said one of the meanings of honoring is prefer. When you prefer something or someone, you actually yield to the person. Do you get it? Yeah. I keep saying that when I was growing up as a little boy, I didn't even know what to do. I don't remember exactly that I wanted to do this or this or that. One day my father just said, look, do medicine. I said, okay. And I started doing it. Started working towards it. In fact, he even used to teach me. Yeah. After school, he would teach me math. And he would teach me, and he would teach me how to study, my dad. Simple. Yeah. Fathers sometimes give instructions that they themselves, they don't even know why they are saying so. Yeah. Sometimes one of my problems is that I get very emotional about something that I feel very strong about. Yeah, sometimes a lady pastor will be wondering, why are you so emotional and so strong? But I really feel this is the way it should be. Not that I even have shares in, so that if the person does it, then I'll get some. No, but I just feel so strong that this is the way it should be. And I can't explain. Fathers give various instructions. Do this, do that, do that. And you don't even know why. Sometimes they themselves don't know why. And I can tell you that sometimes they don't even remember that they said do this and do that. Because sometimes people tell me, oh, Reverend, you said we should do this and we did this and look at what has happened. I can't even remember the moment and the time that I said do this way. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to stress again, it may look like I'm repeating myself, but one of the things that really differentiates between a father, somebody you look up to as a father, whether male or female, all right, is the way you honor the person. Because if you remember in Malachi 1, I think 6 or 7, look at it again. Malachi 1, verse 6 or 7. Look at verse 7 first. Malachi 1 and verse 7. No, verse 6. Verse 6. Look at it again. So this is when God was complaining about how his people were treating him. He says, son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? You see, so honor is what really differentiates between a father and somebody else. The person that you honor is the father. The person that you prefer is the father. Amen. Yeah. Many times there are more than one way of doing things. Many ways of doing a thing. But when you get to a point where now you are saying, I want to do this, but nevertheless, because you are saying this, I yield. That is what brings you success. Yes. That is, you see, so if I were God and I want to deliver maybe Parkwisi through, I want to deliver it from some danger or some pathway that will lead to destruction. What I'll do by what I've written is that I'll pass it through my father. Amen. I mean, your father. Yeah. I'll tell your father to tell you that don't do this. Because no angel is going to come back from heaven and tell you don't do this. It's just going to tell your dad, tell your boy that don't go left. And it becomes hard. So having said all this, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. So if you look at all that we've said in the light of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, yes. You see why this verse really exists. Because it says, for though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. You don't have many fathers. We have many instructors. Mucho instructors. 10,000 instructors. Yet few fathers. Is it not amazing? I just noticed. He said, ye have 10,000 instructors. He didn't leave it at that. But he said, ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ. Many pastors have become instructors to their congregation. Instructions can be obeyed or not obeyed. When you are given instructions, there's a choice. It's quite different from when you have to choose and go in the direction of what a father has said. And what a father has said, as defined by what we just talked about earlier on, is that portion of honoring. You see, when a father says something, you are really looking at the person as a father. I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. When you are looking at the person as a father, because of honor, because that's what defines who a father is, you prefer. It's no more an instruction. I would do it because he said so. A lot of us see them as instructors. Yet not many fathers. There should be many fathers, but God knew it. right from the beginning that a lot of people who come to us that should be fathers end up being instructors. Because we limit them to just giving instructions. Do this, do this, do this. So what I'm saying to you is, you know, you are young people. You are a special service for young people. If you are here, you are young by age or by heart. Your heart is young. He says, don't look at what I'm saying to you as a set of instructions. Look at it as something that a father is telling you, okay? That do it. Honor your father. Honor your mother. So that it will be well with you and that thou you will live long on this earth. Are you understanding? If you understand, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Then the second part of this verse is, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. So this verse gives us another qualification of who a father is. Do you see? So we said from Malachi 1:6 that the hallmark of a father is somebody that you honor, somebody that you prefer, somebody that you would rather do what they say than anything else. That's number one. This is the second one. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you. So someone who has begotten you, somebody who has given birth to something in your life that you didn't have. Your biological father begot you. Your spiritual father begot you. Your father or mother in Christ begot you. Your father or mother in ministry begot you in ministry. They brought forth something that did not exist. Without them, that thing would not have existed. That is also a sign of a father. Without your biological, some of you fight your biological fathers as though, you know, they don't know what they are doing. Without them, you would not be here. Seriously, you think about it. David, without your father, you would not be alive. There will be no entity even called David. There will be other David, but not this David. Yeah. Are you understanding the message? So when you have a father, somebody who has begotten something to, you know, begotten something in you, okay? You should have a special disposition towards that father. Are you understanding? Let me show you something from Philemon. We'll close after that. Philemon, whatever you want to call it. How do you say it in you Americans? How do you say it? You know, this is when I say you Americans, you have to be careful because now I'm also supposed to be an American, yeah? Justin, I am an American. Yes. I took the oath and I turned my back on Ghana. All right. Look at Philemon. That's a very interesting passage here that I've shared before, but let's look at it again. Philemon has one chapter. So look at verse 10. It says, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, which I have begotten in my bond. So this is Paul. Paul is making some negotiations with Philemon, and it's about his son Onesimus. So I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Okay? Now as we read, picture it this way. You see, this you have Paul now in prison. Because in chapter verse 1 it says, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus and Timothy, our brother, and to Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. Okay? This is somebody, great person like Paul, now writing to Philemon and trying to get Philemon to do something, you know, about Onesimus. And Onesimus, everybody say brother Onesimus. Or brother Oni. Yeah. Because Onesimus had done something, as you go on, you see. And he was trying to sort of straighten that thing up. See? And now look at how he's even talking. You see that even somebody in the status of Paul should not be talking to Philemon that way. You could see that there was a little barrier. You see, and that's one of the reasons why I want to read this. You should not make a father feels so stressed and constrained, and talking to you is like he's pulling a tooth without lidocaine. You work in the dental health. Yes, I'm like pulling tooth without lidocaine. Very painful. See, and sometimes that is how we make fathers feel. Small something that a father wants a son to do. It's like so much negotiation. I'll buy you watch it, I'll buy you this, just so that you can do it. It's not right. Justin, watch it is rice and beans, by the way. There'll be new watch it, right? All right. You've been around a little bit, so you know, watch it. You patients also eat a lot of rice and beans, right? Yeah. What do you call it? G-Cole. G-Cole, watch it. G-Cole, watch it. Watch it, G-Cole. All right. It's almost the same thing. So look at it quickly. We're reading this and we're ending. Which in time, so I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him. That is my own bowels. So you can see he's begging, almost begging for Onesimus. Yes. Verse 13. Whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. See, so now he's even still trying to struggle a little, trying to look. This guy, Onesimus, is very genuine and very, you know, important to me. I would have even kept him in your stead, even instead of you, he doing what you used to do for me. Then verse 14, but without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. You see, all this kind of talk, it's you see, sometimes when the father is talking, you just say, it's okay, daddy, you don't even have to explain. Just tell me, what should I do? Yeah, just tell me. What should I do? Don't even, that you don't have to. Are you sleeping? Is she sleeping? You look, you listen. Daddy, you don't even have to explain. And please, be quiet, daddy. That's only one time you can tell daddy to be quiet. Daddy, be quiet. You don't have to talk much. You see, now he's talking. Look at how Paul is. I'm trying to do nothing without really, you know, no, discussing this with you. I want you to know what I'm about to do before I even do it. No. A father should be able to give instructions and make you do things and tell you things without even no negotiations. 15. For perhaps he therefore departed for a reason, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, specially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as my... Come on. It's another low blow. If you count me as a partner. You see, if your father has to ever talk to you and he's telling you that if I'm really your father, then listen to me. It's too bad. Yes. If a father has to tell, look, I begot you in the ministry. I begot you in the church. I begot you in the home. I begot you this. I did this to you. I made you a shepherd. I made you a shepherd. And I'm saying that this, it then is gone too far. He said, if thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If I'm really poor to you. Yeah, if I'm really poor, you see. And as you go on, you see that all this, Paul was even just not trying to really hit the nail at the head. He was just even trying to be political, because at the end of the day, you can see that, you can see clear that Paul and Philemon were not on the same level. Both of them were ministers, and both of them were laborers in the Lord, but they were not on the same. How can you be on the same level with your father? But that's how American teenagers, that's how you guys are. Everything we said, we have to explain. Daddy, why? Daddy, why? Can you explain? Why do I have to do it this way, Daddy? Daddy, there are 10 other ways of doing it. Daddy, I feel. Daddy, 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 daddy. Shut your mouth. Yeah. You do that sometimes, don't you? Yeah. It's not American. It's not, what do you mean by it's not American? He says it's not American. But he's in America. The American thing hasn't caught him yet. The virus hasn't caught him yet. So I'm giving you antivirus. Yes, I'm giving you antivirus. Yeah. Don't be corrupted. Yeah. But even in Ghana now, when you go to Ghana and visit, you see that now it's caught up. Yeah. Everything here is gone there. And it's all described in the tone of being assertive. We're very assertive in this country. You know, assertive. Everything has to be done with. You see, the supernatural does not always work with reasons. If you're going to depend on reasons, it's simple. God said, "Look, just obey mommy and daddy, honor your father and mother, and it will be well with you, and you will live long." It's simple. Wow, it's time. Let's end this. Where were we? What verse? 17. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. Verse 18. If he had wronged thee or owed thee aught, put that in mine account. Then verse 19. I, Paul, have written it with my own hand. I will repay it. Then he drops the bomb. Albeit, or however, I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thy own self besides. Yeah. Yeah. So now he's straight. You don't even exist without me. So this is even what makes you see clearly that all the things that Paul was just rapping and just trying to be political. From the beginning, just look, Charlie, let's do this, trying to give reasons. And I'm saying that if you have to get someone who you owe your very self to come to that level to now tell you things this way, oh man, you've lost it. You've lost it. And it's not going to work. Amen. But I believe that it's not going to be so with you. Amen. Yes, even if you were like that, you are changing. Lift up your right hand and say, we are changing. Say, we shall be the youth that will make a difference. We will honor fathers, and it will be well with us, and we shall live long. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I shall live long. Wow. Can you imagine Debbie 80 years old? Eh? 80, Debbie at 80. Hey, looking the same. Do you notice that there are some people that they're older, they are so beautiful, and then when you look at their youthful picture, and then you look at their old age picture, you can see there's still a strong resemblance that this is the same person who has aged. Yes, but there are some people also when you look at them when they were 20, and then you look at them when they are 40. Hey. Is it the same person? Is this the same person? Because it is not well with them. Yeah. What a blessing. You think that? Yeah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. There should be that resemblance. And that shall be your story. Lift up your right hand one more time and say, it shall be well with me. Say, it is well with me, and it shall be well with me. Parkway, you don't seem to believe what I'm preaching. You are not saying it. Are you sleepy? So I say, it shall be well with me. Say, it is well with me. Yes. Amen. And I believe that God will bless us. Bless us. Bow down your heads as we close in prayer. Just pray for yourself this afternoon as we close. Pray, ask God to help you. And help you identify fathers and relate to fathers the way that would bring blessings into your lives. This is the provision God has made, that through this pathway, it shall be well with us and we'll do well and live long on this earth. Jesus. Jesus. Kale mamorande, shaparaba, paromianda, kaporiande, zibele mamo, shikata paraba, rapayande, sibele brochika, kayangraba, kumpale bazabara, talwende limiandorobo, simandorobo koparaba, rebeke kotoparia, shaparaba. Come on, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that you will not lose a father. Pray for yourself that you will not lose, you will not cease to see a person that needs to be a father as a father. Pray that instructors in your life who ought to be fathers will be converted to be fathers to you, because you would honor them. Because you would honor them. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. To you be the praise, to you be the glory. In Jesus' name. With every head bowed, every eye still closed, if you are here today, you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or perhaps your relationship with God is not the way it ought to be. Today, God is offering you reconciliation. God is offering you a refreshing. You want to rededicate your life to Him and say, Lord, I will serve you properly and better from today. I want to pray with you. Anybody like that, just slip up your hand, say a little prayer with you, and God will help you. Anyone like that here? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. The Bible says that on the night that Christ was betrayed, he took bread. Having blessed it, he gave thanks and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. The Bible also says that he took the cup and blessed it, said, this is my blood, my precious blood, the new covenant that I have with you. Drink this often in remembrance of me. Father, we thank you, we bless you for these elements. As we partake of it, Lord, may we experience the new creation realities, that which you did for us by your body, through your body, that which you did for us through your blood. May we experience life. May we experience healing. May we experience deliverance. May we experience a life of overcoming. May we do well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, please distribute it.
Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
Lift up the body. Say, this is the body of Christ. Say, I believe this is the body of Christ. Say, by the stripes on this body, I am healed. Say, by the stripes on this body, I am made whole. Say, the chastisement of my peace was upon this body. Peace I enjoy. Peace I have. Peace is mine. Somebody is going to experience peace through this communion. In Jesus' name, eat the body. Lift up the cup, say, this is the precious blood of Jesus. Say, I believe it. Say, this is a covenant that I have with him, the blood. Say, by the blood, I overcome. In Jesus' name, drink the blood. Father, we thank you one more time. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for the victories that we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen.